A White House report projects that the elimination of immigrant labor in California could cause between $1.73 and $3.12 billion in short-term agricultural production losses. That's a significant portion of the state's $33.9 billion industry. President of the United Farm Workers, Arturo Rodriguez, says state lawmakers need to all be on the same page.
A majority of the House of Reps has said they are prepared to vote for comprehensive immigration reform legislation that includes a roadmap to citizenship for the estimated 11 million undocumented immigrants and the agricultural labor provisions that would sustain our nation's agricultural system. And a good example is just looking here at the San Joaquin Valley. If you look at all of the congressional delegation here, both Republican and Democrat, in some way over the course of the last few years, they've demonstrated their support for immigration reform or for some aspect of immigration reform. The only member of Congress that has not in the San Joaquin Valley taken positive action that way has been Congressman and Majority Whip Kevin McCarthy. And if Congressman McCarthy does not want to vote for immigration, then he needs to let the rest of the members of the San Joaquin Valley and the House of Representatives have a chance to vote on immigration legislation. I'm not going to repeat what Secretary Vilsack and Emmanuel Cunha will say right now in regards to the importance of the agricultural industry to the San Joaquin Valley, to the state of California, and certainly to our nation. All we are asking is that they either schedule a vote, the democratic process can move forward, or present a proposal that works for our country and economy. Win or lose, that's the American way and the basis of our democratic values.
I'm Sabrina Hill for AgnetWest.com.